From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Arizona Senator John McCain is at last officially seeking the Republican nomination for president in 2008. He made the announcement in Portsmouth, New Hampshire today. The news itself seemed a bit anticlimactic, given that McCain has been holding campaign events and raising money for months now. Polls show McCain running a not-so-close second to former New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani among Republicans. As NPR's Don Gagne reports from Portsmouth, today's speech was a chance for the senator to get a fresh start after a bumpy couple of months.
New Hampshire is the site of John McCain's biggest victory in his first presidential campaign. Back in 2000, he upset George W. Bush here. Now he's back in the Granite State again, saying he's the best candidate to lead the nation past the partisan polarization that's been a defining quality of the past 6 years under the Bush administration. The top of his speech included this plea for unity and civility.
This election should be about big things, not small ones. Ours are not red state or blue state problems. They are national and global.
The senator has been among the strongest supporters of the war in Iraq, saying a timeline for withdrawal would amount to surrender. But he also tries to distance himself from how President Bush has handled the war.
My friends, we all know that the war in Iraq has not gone well. We've made mistakes, and we've paid grievously for them.
He says such mistakes must never be repeated. But he also says, as does the president, that the latest change in strategy, the increase of U.S. troops in Iraq, is resulting in what McCain today called, quote, a little progress. McCain also felt compelled to address head-on another issue that concerns many about his candidacy, his age. He's 70 years old, and if elected, would be the oldest American ever to win the presidency.
I'm not the youngest candidate, but I am the most experienced. I know how the military works, what it can do better, and what it should not do. I know how Congress works and how to make it work for the country and not just the reelection of its members.
In the audience was McCain's supporter, Chris Burnett. Like McCain, he's a graduate of the Naval Academy. He is now a businessman in Melvin Village, New Hampshire.
They teach integrity at the Naval Academy, and by God, we need integrity in the office of the president.
But a lot of the people in this crowd, fewer than 1,000, also seem to be here out of curiosity, a common thing in New Hampshire where people take their time to pick a candidate. Still, for a rally, it seemed low-key, perhaps because a lot of the people here were like Whitney Westell from Portsmouth. She's a 25-year-old graduate student studying social work.
I'm here just to support the process of democracy, and I think it's important to be involved and know as much as you can before you make a decision.
Well, let me ask you, you're holding a John McCain sign. Yeah. Are you a John McCain supporter?
I'm not sure that I'm a John McCain supporter. I think I need to learn more information, but they were handing them out, so they looked a little desperate to get people to hold signs, so I took one.
It's a souvenir.
It's a souvenir, exactly.
Westell says she's an independent voter, exactly the kind who once found John McCain so attractive, the kind he needs to attract again in New Hampshire and elsewhere. But with public discontent growing against the war in Iraq, it promises to be a big task. Don Gagne, NPR News in Portsmouth, New Hampshire.